I'm getting ready to play the Oakland Raiders. And I'm getting ready with Nick Foles and Matt because Mike's not practicing today. So right now I know going into practice today, Nick Foles is ready to go. We're excited to get him reps with the ones. Matt gets reps with the twos, and let's go play Oakland. That's all we can worry about.
I'm good. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I feel very, very confident. Same comments I had, you know, after the Tampa game, after the win.
We're all about winning games. I'm thinking about beating who we're playing this week. And we're playing the Oakland Raiders, and that's it. That's the deal.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Joining us from 95.7 The Game, that's the Raiders flagship station. The host of Raiders Extra Point, the post-game show, here's Chris Townsend. And Chris, I want to start off. I know you've been talking about it all week still on the radio. Terrell Pryor's 93-yard touchdown run. It was electric. It was athletic. And we want to see more of that down the road.
Yeah, there's no question about it, JT. When you start talking about the longest TD run for a quarterback in NFL history, the longest Raider run for a touchdown in Raiders history, you think about the Raiders' great history, all the great backs that they have had. You mentioned it, electric. And to watch a man, JT, be that big and that fast and run past some of the fastest men on the planet that play in the secondary in the NFL, this kid is definitely something special. And he not only electrifies his own teammates, he electrifies the stands. There's no question he's got an it factor.
I've been impressed on how he's able to throw passes on the run and obviously tuck and run for some big gains, especially on third down.
If you want to progress this kid and you want to help him get better, he needs to make throws in the second half, JT, because that's where great quarterbacks are made, making throws in the fourth quarter, moving the chains. And you know what? I'm starting to believe this kid might have it in him. I'm tired of being all conservative in the second half. I need to see a little bit more, whether you're running him with the read option or throwing the football more in the second half. Because if they do that, JT, we're not talking about close games. That San Diego game would have been a blowout. But that game against the Steelers, if they would have got some first downs in the second half, moved the chains, and put up another score, they could have blown the Steelers out.
Now let's move to the Raider defense. C.O. Moore, the play of Woodson, that defensive line, and the way they've just been attacking opposing quarterbacks.
JT, you were up at Napa. I was up in Napa, and you were looking at this defense. And then you saw it in preseason. They were absolutely miserable. They've had 10 new starters. How impressive has this defense been when you talk about what they've been able to do statistically? This defense has absolutely been phenomenal. It's been one of the better units in the NFL. It's been a big shocker. And when you talk about going up against a team that wants to play an up-tempo offense, didn't they do that already against Denver up in Mile High? Denver wants to do that. But, you know, lucky for the Raiders, the Eagles will not have Peyton Manning.
Hey, Chris, finally, on the post-game show, and as you said, I see you in the stands during the game. What's the energy been like? Because we don't sugarcoat it here on this show. This is a critical game for the Raiders to get back to 500 and look long term. But they got to win this game. And when you talk to the fans, do the fans feel like they're seeing a better product? They're believing in this team, Pryor and the defense. I'm sure it's been exciting opening up the phones after the games.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you showed up to preseason football and you saw how miserable it was, and you're now looking at the Raiders product, and you're now not at least believing and having a good time at the games, you're absolutely clueless. What this Raider team has given you hope from week one, you look at the wins that they have now. You look at some of the teams that they've beaten. I think if you're a Raider fan, you have to be ecstatic because, let's face it, they are excelling at a point to where who would have thought they'd be a chance to be 4-4 going into Philadelphia. I sit in the stands. I know Raider fans are very excited. They're very excited about Terrell Pryor. They're very excited about the defense. And for the first time in the past 2 years, people are starting to get excited about Dennis Allen. They're starting to believe in Dennis Allen. Jason Tarver, everybody loves the mad scientist energy, what he brings, and all the different blitzes. If you're not at least excited and upbeat about what's going on with the Raiders, then I kind of question what kind of fan you are, because you knew it was going to be a rebuilding year. But in a rebuilding year, you have a chance to be 4-4 on Sunday. And I think if we were up at Napa in training camp and someone said, hey, going into the Eagles game, they'd be 3-4. Would you take it with a chance to go 4-4? I think, JT, both you and I would say, yeah, I'd take that.
Love the energy. We thank Chris Townsend for joining us. Stay tuned. There's still more to come on this week's edition of the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
Growing up a Raider fan in Sacramento, I looked up to the Raiderettes quite a bit. I loved watching them on the field, and it was always my dream to be a part of the team.